Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Show. This is Allie Faith from 103.7 KISS FM. You might be listening right now on KISS FM, which I'm on every single weekday morning, or you might be listening on one of our sister stations. You might be listening on 99.1 The Mix or Hot 105.7, which is our new hip-hop and R&B station, or you might be listening on our sports station, CBS Radio. But thank you for joining us this morning, because every single Sunday morning, we get to talk to local people in the community who are making a difference. Nonprofits, change makers, you name it. And the month of October is a month that we have to address this topic. We need to address it 12 months a year, but I have her in every single October, and I'm happy to have her back because October, if you did not know this, is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So welcome back to the show, Angela Mancuso, who is the executive director of the Women's Center.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm happy to have you back. I haven't seen you in a year, and I know a lot has changed since then. Last year, we talked a little bit about how things had changed since 2020 when it came to domestic violence and the pandemic, how it was hard for a lot of people. But Angela, I love having you in. So let's just start at the beginning, and let's talk about the Women's Center and exactly what you do at the Women's Center.
Sure. So we work with adult and child survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, child abuse, and human trafficking. And we, our programming really is customized and catered to each individual who comes through our doors, of course, but I'll give you the, you know, the larger overview.
Yeah.
So we do have an emergency crisis shelter. So that's for people who need that immediate safe place to stay, people who are in imminent danger, perhaps, and need to get out. And we provide the meals and the snacks and case management. We will assist with housing and transportation. We do a lot of personal advocacy because, again, everybody's needs are different.
Right.
So we are doing sort of short-term emotional crisis support that might look like just coming in and talking, unloading, like you know, somebody to talk to who is objective and not judgmental, and can be empathetic and really speak to that experience. We do support groups, topic nights. We do a lot of employment and life skills support.
Oh, that's so great.
You know, often survivors of domestic violence have been isolated so much by their abuser that they haven't been allowed to get a job, or an abuser might cause a lot of challenges and issues at someone's job, and they might lose their job. So, and often we see, you know, we do have clients who are employed, but they're underemployed. And, you know, now with inflation and how everything has changed so much, housing has housing and rental prices have skyrocketed.
Right.
So underemployment is a big issue that we address. We're helping people with resume building. We'll do mock interviews. We can help with, you know, interview clothing and attire.
Well, that's good. You can get them dressed up for their interview and help them prepare, which is really great. Yeah,
it is. And that also can help build some self-esteem.
Sure.
And, you know, a lot of employers are doing the online applications. So they're screening for certain words, things like that. So, you know, our advocates help our clients work on that.
Right.
We do the rape crisis response for Waukesha County. So we are, again, responding 24/7 to five hospitals and Carroll University. And I would say one of our most important programming is our 24-hour hotline. A live human being who is trained in these specific crimes and trauma of domestic violence, sexual violence, answers the phone.
Okay.
And so people
So if you're having
call,
a crisis, you can always call that
24/7.
What is the crisis hotline for the Women's Center?
It's 262-542-3828.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And I assume that's on your website as well.
It is, and on our social media and,
and
everywhere. And you know, it's we also we'll have friends and family members who will think, well, I can't call because I'm not the one in crisis. Please do. Please call. Please ask questions. That's part of our advocacy, and our mission is to help, obviously, friends, loved ones, the broader community to be able to support a loved one or a friend who's who they think or may be in a domestic violence situation. We do have a podcast, which we started during 2020 because we couldn't do our support groups.
Right.
And that has become wildly popular. Podcasts are on our website, and those are very specific topics. For instance, regarding trauma and traumatization, but just really good information. And they're framed in such a way that it doesn't have to just be the victim. But our podcasts are listened to in like 35 countries and 49 states. We have to get those last two states.
Yeah.
But that's helpful because individuals who may still be with their abuser and can't come to the Women's Center or can't call the hotline, but they might be able to listen to the podcast to get some tips or resources or help.
Help them.
Yep, and our podcasts are on Spotify and YouTube and on our website.
That is fantastic that you do that. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Angela Mancuso, who is the Executive Director of the Women's Center. And October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And I bring you in every October, and we get to talk about this and just bring more awareness. I know how much I've learned just from interviewing you alone every October. And so I'm so appreciative for that. One of the things I always find interesting when I talk to you is I like asking you things not to do to a family member or friend who is going through domestic violence, because a lot of times, like you said, they feel judged or we're critical of them. Like, why don't you just leave? Or, you know, I would love for you to touch on that a little, on things kind of not to do or how to be more supportive to help someone get out of these situations.
Sure. Right. So, I mean, probably the best thing to say is, I'm listening. I'm here for you.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing to say is, that can't possibly be true. You're making this up.
Mm.
What did you do to deserve
that's
that?
That's a big one that you should never. What did you do?
Yep.
Yes.
Uh-huh. What did you do? I know, fill in the blank. I know that individual and they would never do this. Choosing violence and abuse, it is absolutely just that. It is literally a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Snapping off on someone,
mm-hmm.
it's a choice one makes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when someone does disclose to you that they are concerned for their safety, or are enduring forms of abuse, it was a lot, you have to recognize and acknowledge that that was a lot for them even to say that, because abusers and perpetrators do spend a lot of time on the power and control issue, right? And
gaslighting,
making and minimizing.
Minimizing what's going on, or making you feel like it's not that bad. And I would think it becomes normal for a lot of people, which I don't like that word when we talk about domestic violence, but it becomes your everyday life. You don't even realize how unhealthy, toxic, and that it is.
Well,
violence.
Right, you start to believe it. When someone says, no one's going to believe you, who's going to believe you?
Yeah.
There's no place for you to go, no place for you to call.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why programs like this are really important.
Why the Women's Center is here.
We want people to know.
Absolutely.
That's not true. You can absolutely call.
Yeah.
But, it's and also, again, we want the family, friends, coworkers, what have you, to know the resources so that you can refer someone to the resource. But, really, it's the judgmental responses that can potentially isolate a victim.
Even more. And shut it down.
And they're not going to come forward.
Yeah.
And that's where, when we're talking about a year with like excessive homicide rates, domestic violence homicide rates, and excessive violence in general.
Yeah.
Now's the time for everyone to really wake up.
Yeah.
Get with the program.
Absolutely.
And notice and listen and be supportive. I mean, really just saying, we always have survivors say to us, the first person who said to them when they disclosed, "I'm sorry that happened to you."
Yeah.
That goes leaps and bounds and miles and miles to help validate and give them a sense of self-control and ability to be like, okay, they believed me.
And this isn't right, and I can do this, and I can breathe.
And often we're the first people to say that at the Women's Center, which is
sad.
It's sad, but it's what we're there for. But we also we cannot take this on by ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's why, again, community awareness of resources is really important, right?
That is why you're here, to
and just
teach
say,
people.
And
yeah.
just saying, I think you touched on this, you know, well, why don't you just leave if it's that bad?
Yeah.
Well, there's a myriad of reasons why someone can't leave. Fear is a huge one.
Huge.
Fear of more violence, exacerbated violence. Lack of resources and income to do it.
Yes.
Religious beliefs. I mean, it's just not that easy as snapping a finger,
right,
to do that. And also, you know, the victim knows themselves and their situation better than anybody else.
Yeah.
Even if they're talking to someone else who's a survivor of domestic violence, two entirely different experiences.
Yeah.
Right. You can empathize, but, you know, listen to what that individual is telling you is what's going on and what their comfort level is. Because, again, they know their perpetrator better than anybody else,
yeah,
and they know their circumstances. So that's really important. Just don't pass judgment and don't say things. Well, it can't be that bad or you would leave.
Don't say that. That's just going to isolate the victim more, and that's not what we're aiming for. So I love that, because you are also giving people the tools. By the way, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Angela Mancuso. She is the executive director of the Women's Center in Waukesha, right? And you guys are still in Waukesha, right?
We are, yep.
And I love it when you come in October, because we have these great conversations. And you really do bring awareness to everyone, including me, which is great. But you're saying, don't judge, listen to what they said. Don't ask them things like, why don't you just leave? That will make it worse. But the great part is, after they listen and don't judge, there are resources like the Women's Center if you need help and you need someone who's qualified to help that person, because you don't know what to do next, right?
Right, exactly.
And your hotline, you have a 24-hour hotline, which you said, I love, anyone can call that. It doesn't have to be a victim. It can be a victim. It can be a family member. It can be a friend. And there's always someone to answer the phone to give you support and maybe answers, right?
Exactly, yep.
Yeah.
And people can call anonymously. Sometimes that's a barrier, too, where people are like, well, I don't want to, you know, I don't, because they might be concerned.
They're scared.
We're bound by federal and state statutes of confidentiality, so we can't give out anybody's information. But, you know, we totally understand that. And that's kind of important for teens who might want to talk to somebody or ask questions and are concerned, you know, people.
Yeah.
So you can call anonymously. Of course, we would like to continue the relationship as best we can, as long as it's safe for that individual.
Right.
But the hotline is often the first, you know, point of contact that people will make. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and one thing about going back to a little bit about the friends and family, or when someone is disclosing, is when someone says they're in an unhealthy relationship, that's another way of saying they are in an unsafe relationship. They are in unsafe circumstances, and really, again, like this year really demonstrates how unsafe people have been with the domestic violence homicide rates and or near fatalities. So it's also, you know, it's listening very carefully and paying attention to cues and body language, because the survivor may not actually even always know what to say. That happens with our hotline. People will call, will answer, they'll hang up. Call back again.
They're scared, yeah.
Hang up. Call back again. And, you know, maybe say a few words, you know, so we're here for that.
Yeah. Call as many times as you want.
We
call
are there
the hotline
for that.
Over and over.
That's
until
right.
you're comfortable. Absolutely.
That's right. We don't get upset. We don't get bothered. That's exactly what we're here for, is when you are comfortable and you are ready, we're there.
And I know the hotline for the Women's Center is on your Facebook page and social media and on your website. But can you give it to me real quick if someone's listening and wants to jot it down in their notes on their phone or with a piece of paper?
262-542-3828.
Okay, and that's a 24-hour line. Anyone can call for support.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to Angela Mancuso, who is the executive director for the Women's Center, and we're talking about October being Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So much to discuss. We've talked about, you know, how you guys are there for support in the community. How, I know the past couple years when I've had you in the month of October to talk about this, we've talked about, you know, the pandemic and how isolated, unfortunately, victims were and how unsafe it was for a lot of people in these relationships during COVID when everything was shut down. It's getting better now and people are out and about. Are you still seeing the effects from that? Is there any progress with that isolation from 2020 getting better?
A little bit, right?
Yeah.
Because
the world's back. Yeah.
Is back, but what is happening is, you know, there's a lot of systems mm-hmm. that are behind. Mm. There's and of course everyone's short staffed, you know.
Yeah.
Hospitals are short staffed. I mean,
absolutely.
So that's what we're seeing is when we're working with individuals, places where we need to make referrals.
Uh-huh.
There might be longer waiting lists for mental health care and mental health needs, mm-hmm. or health care in general. Mm-hmm. Even with some legal resources, I think now the criminal justice system is, you know, finally catching up if people are looking to file a restraining order or something like that. But that's sort of what we're saying. But you know, in 2020, I may have said this to you before, but it was what I was saying in 2020 is we're not really going to see the effects of the traumatization of the isolation of mm-hmm. COVID during the shutdown.
Yeah.
And because it doesn't, that's one of those things that doesn't just materialize instantly.
I mean, it can.
We did have a lot of people come forward, but it does take more time. Again, mm-hmm. people have to feel safe. And because, you know, there might be individuals who are still unemployed who are working entirely from home.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that can be very isolating if they're in an abusive relationship. Mm-hmm. So their abuser is really just around them all the time.
And what do you say about, we're talking about domestic violence because October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and I'm with Angela Mancuso, the executive director of the Women's Center. What do you say when it comes to emotional abuse? I feel like that was never talked about much. It was always the physical violence in relationships. But if someone is being emotionally abused, are there signs, or can they reach out as well to you and get support? And what should they do? Because sometimes it's not physical. It is just nasty and emotional abuse, right?
Right. That's a good point. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
There are multiple forms of abuse mm-hmm. that are creating unhealthy and unsafe relationships and dynamics.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a victim of physical abuse mm-hmm. to work with the Women's Center. A lot of what we do is addressing psychological, mental, and emotional abuse.
Sure.
There's also financial abuse, which is a program we work with on financial empowerment.
Financial abuse is what, when they control you by the money kind of situation?
Yep.
That's
they
what
take
that means.
Your money. You know, 2020, a lot of abusers took the stimulus checks from their victims. You know, things like that. But controlling the money, it might be, I'm going to give you $15 to go to the grocery store, and you had better come back with exact change in 30 minutes with a receipt,
mm-hmm.
you know, or else, or something mm-hmm. like that. But right, it's controlling all the finances. And, you know, no credit can often be worse than bad credit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are working with a lot of clients on building and or rebuilding credit through our financial literacy and empowerment programming.
That's great.
But it's, some people have not been allowed to again hold a job or get a job, I should say.
Right.
And so that's another form of fiscal abuse. And then sexual assault is also obviously a form of abuse. But we will work with people on any of those. And the verbal and emotional abuse that you brought up is really important because that's can often be how things start.
I was going to say, is that a gateway a lot of times to physical violence?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
And it can just, you know, it's the spectrum or continuum of power and control that mm-hmm. an abuser will use.
Yeah.
And so, we often hear from survivors, you know, a bruise might go away, but that verbal abuse being called...
It affects you forever. Uh-huh.
Yeah, being called names and being belittled and all of that will
put down
can
do even more damage.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So we absolutely address that through our advocacy and working that one-on-one work and topics of our podcast.
Yes, which you talked about. There are podcasts which you can listen to from the Women's Center. If there are victims out there or family members who want information or support, they're a great resource to help. And I loved it that you said that there are women and men, whoever, that want to listen to the podcast, even if it helps them, they can do that privately without having to call, if they're not to that point yet where they're ready to call your hotline and get support. And Angela, I could talk to you forever. We're almost out of time. I can't even believe that. I feel like we just started this interview. I am not even kidding you, because we could go on and on. But I'm talking to Angela Mancuso, who is the executive director of the Women's Center. And I really appreciate you coming in. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, which is why you're here. We wanted to bring more awareness, let people know you're there for resources, let people know what not to say to victims, and just let them know you're there. So make sure they go to your website or your Facebook page or any of your social media, and they can get any information. And there's a 24-hour hotline anyone can call. A victim, a family member, a friend, even if you just have a question or want support, it can be all anonymous, right? Which is super important. And that hotline again is
262-542-3828.
Is there any, I could just talk to you forever, Angela. I don't even know how to wrap up this interview, because I still have a ton of questions I'd love to ask you. But is there anything you'd like to say or hit on or let people know before we close?
Just that, that we are there 24/7, and anybody. I mean, we serve all individuals,
not just women.
Correct.
Things have changed.
You know,
yes,
right. Men, women, all genders. Our services are all free. Mm-hmm. Again, a great way to find out more is about our programming. Is through our website twcwaukesha.org, or like you said, our social media.
Uh huh. And you have support groups and resources and all kinds of things. So thank you for everything you're doing at the Women's Center, Angela, and thank you for just coming in and talking to me today, and maybe helping one person, even if it just helps one person who's listening, then it was absolutely worth it.
Thank you again. Thanks for the awareness help.
Of course. All right. Everyone have a good Sunday.